At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You hear that?
What? Silence?
Brother, my voice go croak a while ago. Hey, welcome everybody. One more unscripted overreach. Nine
now.
Done? Yeah, I think we're each episode.
Wait, who's counting?
Yeah.
Who's counting?
Who's counting? Yeah, I mean 90% of the males.
Who's counting?
Who is counting? We have international reggae dancer, superstar, Craigie T on set. Don't know the voice of Jamaica for a few years. Well,
now Jamaica.
Yeah, Rodney was there was a time, you know. When you know Monday at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock, you know. Cause you hear big boys rolling for
big the boy. I'm a big voice for sure.
Yeah. So we're not gonna water down the boss prestige.
Yeah, big boy.
You understand? Rodney Campbell the Great, how are you, sir?
There, no brother.
Yeah, glad to see you.
School,
big vibes.
Yeah.
All the money. All the money.
Yeah.
Well, good man. I talk about all things bright and beautiful.
All things wonderful and smart.
Yeah. Go back to basic school for now. You know, we're not going back into that history stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Basic school song. I'm sure it's like, oh, people didn't sing that song.
We need to do an episode reminiscing about
the song.
Something like that.
TBT. We can do that. We definitely should do that. You're going to age yourself too, because people are going to know about where you're
going. Well, I'm let out the grazing to them. Yeah. My little salt and pepper style.
That's big vibes.
No, work with it. You can't fear it, bad man.
No, I'm not fear it. No, man, I'm not fear
but actually,
it.
Actually, I went for all of mine for sure. I tried.
Yeah, it was a time. That thing there.
The ladies,
a silver fox thing
the there. Ladies want the history.
Yeah, apparently.
And the history is the mystery.
And the man is just a man.
Yeah, okay. But at one point, I'm willing to even dye all like white. Just for, you know,
so the instead they dye blacks. Okay.
No.
Because you're trying to convince
me. The white them don't come out here, but them
it's a natural black beast.
No, man, a whole heap of white in them, and they just not come to the fore yet. But as soon as them come out,
trouble!
Zaddy out here. What am I saying?
Again? Okay.
Rodney, you know about.
What about?
It's funny, we're talking about gray hairs, cuz.
Old woman.
Wait.
Yeah. But there was no.
Wait. So we were having a conversation. For those who don't know, we probably have like a pre-production meeting and we discuss like things that went well on the previous episode, things that never go so well, yada yada yada. And somehow in that conversation, we got to a point where first we started with. Anybody see this King of the Dancer madness back and forth. Between the two big man. I mean, I say, yo, brother, the man is not older than this boy, you know, like, who cares? All right, you're a king, you're a prince. The two kings, you can't have two kings. You can't have seven kings if you want, right? Me watch Game of Thrones, you have the king over there, so the king in the north, the king in the south. Brother,
Night King.
Let it go. So we started that. I say, yo, when we got to this place, I would say, yo, when is it? When are we too old for certain things?
Never.
When no, you would have said that. Well, when you turn the corner, you can say, all right, yo, we can rest that now.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, the not politically correct, but the response that I have arrived at is your action should reflect your evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your words should reflect your evolution as well. So as you grow, as you become more experienced, as you evolve, so to speak, your words and your actions should reflect the growth. So like me now. All right, so it's someone I was wrestling with. See?
Yeah.
Because like for about 9 years, maybe a little over 9 years now, some ideas have come to me and I said, no, Craig, you cannot be singing about that. You cannot be your age and sing about those things. You cannot do it. So I just pop them up and put them aside, suppress that, put that over there. Every now and then, we might get a one artist, someone say, yo, give me that song here, or give her that song here, and just go, rah, and just spit out everything. And then, me, I say, yo, so what am I do with that energy? Yeah? When them thoughts come to me, what am I do with it? So that's why I'm going to do the album, Unload, that's why I'm going to do the EP there, because me didn't want to get out them energy there, because too much of them like
that,
it. Did
that not feel like big man energy to you?
It's not even that, you know. Yes, but it's not so much that. It's more of me not sure if them would accept that from me at this stage.
Right.
Yeah. So adapt me that.
So you know how face your audience and say, yo, I really don't want to give them money. I give my audience, because your audience is full of females, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know, want to give them. The liquor you would create, you want to give them, you know, a more mature, a product that's more in line with what they're expecting.
Yeah.
And that's on a creative level, and that's on a brand level.
Right. Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, let's take it back to that level now and say, yo, the big man them now.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I get it in context though. You don't want to do songs that would have been like young, too young, Craig.
I think the topic might have been too
young. It's the responsibility. Is how responsible it would come across.
Ah. Oh, at that time.
At this time.
And not necessarily just okay. Because it's a song from way back, but more the context of it in present.
Yeah.
We're going to say, yeah, brother, do a song like that?
No, man, my journey, man. So move up on stage and sing all of the songs then from the past without any kind of reservation or anything. It's part of my journey.
Right.
You know, so, and me no regret none of my journey.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that because of that, you know.
It carried me to where I am. I'm proud of where I'm at. But, you know, do I still want to say that? At this point.
Exactly. Right. You would never walk into studio tomorrow conscientiously and say, you know, may I make over one like that?
Mm-hmm.
When we're going to stop and say, bro, you sound like when... yeah, try. See me like there's an artist now who is in problem. And I said to somebody, I could understand him making a song like that when him just
a
I get a chance. Yeah, okay. A certain man said to him, youth, see studio, but you have give it this to them.
Yeah.
But at this point, when your consciousness says to you, me know exactly what this mean,
yeah,
what this help with, what this create.
It come,
do
it,
I want to be but, that guy?
It but come I, down to who know better than better.
True, but I mean...
No, some know better. So it's not who know better, Greg. It's who choose better.
Hmm.
Facts.
Yeah.
If you know better, do better.
You should choose.
You should.
If you know better, we expect you to choose better.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then you stop with the entertainers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In general.
I can speak to my own personal situation. My oldest child is almost 21. Not up to almost 21.
Young man.
So more time.
And he's just 15 years older.
So more time. Well, I know you down there. So more time. If I go ribbies, or if I go anywhere with my daughter, two things are going
to happen. I know that thing. It happened to me.
Brother, what am I doing with that young girl?
Yeah, my daughter's 19.
People look at me like,
it happened to me.
We are doing young girl. Where's he going to go with her and her friends? Yeah. You know, I tell that story. One day, we drop off some money to her. She go partying. She like, she never have no money. She never have the money. Now, imagine you as the security guard, you see, you open the gate to let me in because you tell me there's no parking. I say, I'm going to drop off something to somebody. Bam, bam, bam. Drive in, call her, she come down, she and her like a friend. Now, you know, them are picnic. Yeah. Them dress skimpy. So them come down and come on the car. Say, you know, hug up, them see one big man come out, hug up the picnic them, give them one look at something and them gone. So when I drive up, bro, your security look on my like, man, the dirtiest
man. No, man, you're dirty, man. Yeah. Because remember, she, and really, then if she know you by either name or association, you see the next security will pass. You see the next three people are gone. When I see coffee.
Mm.
You know, say, I know the first we see him come up. Why them nasty man? Then, if you check me and my daughter living in the room, we from early live the loving life.
Mm.
Remember, me in a supermarket, you know. Just left school, pick up from home. So you know, so this is early 3:30, plain clothes. And the cashier, the cashier just stays out. And she put on her head and she checked and she swipe and she checked and she look. This a time when she look for me, you know. But my daughter them out light. So by the time them pick up what I go on, and one lean for me and my daddy go on. Anyway, daddy. Let's get these things on go because I'm hear an ex-vice around there say, you know, it's not everybody. And she lecture them. I say, aye, come on. But then I remember, say, if they had said nothing, you know, because I see everybody stays up pre-me, you know, because them check the time and I say,
school has him go pick up, you know.
School has, you know. And then him not even I try and play it off. And round one lean pan shoulder like.
Got him, man.
I mean, I said, but I cannot change how I interact with them because I am wondering about your perspective. And, but understand
the perspective, cases. You know. These are legitimate cases now. Yeah. May I show you the difference?
Because like everybody out there, daddy and uncle, you know. So.
I, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The same rate is there. No, for overbridging them. All right. Here for this, you know, I put her on blast.
Oh, gosh.
There's one particular associate of mine that every time I see my daughter, I decide to say, more look her. Which weird to me because she look like me, if you ask me. I mean, I said, dog, that kind of girl. Not really.
You want to get close to you.
I mean, I love it.
He come like on a she.
But it,
are you?
It almost, and I take myself out of the situation. So I said, maybe you don't remember, say, that's my youth or whatever. But she has said, yo, daddy, literally, every time I go, I'm going to see this man up in my ears, he's going to buy me one, this man look nice, he's going to buy me something. I said, shut up, bro. Like, this man older than me. I'm going to say, yo, like, when do we stop? Like, when do we get to a place? I said, tired of this now.
No, well, here we go. I can appreciate and accept the fact that I'm in places where my daughters are. And man, we look them. Here's where we draw the line and call Della Penas our romance. You are my friend. You're not wondering who that girl is.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You know who that girl is. You automatically take the role.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Of our father, our uncle, our big brother. Anything less than that, I tell me some very deep thing. Remember, Bridget and me and him for years, well, for a few years went through, and we iron out certain things, but that is that. To out, there's no day in life that I can say to you, Brother, you grow past that. You can never be at a level that was alright, and then you grow past it. A funeral home thing that's straight.
Mm. Yeah. The thing is, you know, there's a reason why them have the father giving away the bride at a wedding.
And not the mother, yeah.
He passing on the responsibility. So you, before that, you accept that the responsibility of this young woman, girl,
security is yours.
It's yours. Mm-hmm. Now, your brethren supposed to understand that. So, I'm not saying that in situations it can't happen that them end up together, but it must go through you.
Well, Craig, let me tell you something. If you met my daughter, or one of my daughters, and you were not aware by some strange circumstance, because me almost sure somewhere between you to the hour, some hour or the other.
Your name comes.
Shut up, good.
Right.
But if you don't know, let's say 1 month now, you have to check her so that get the good. And you and her sit down somewhere, and she said, oh, Craig, me tell you the truth. I expect you.
Yes, the excuses are from the situation.
No, I expect you to tell her without reservation. This is the last. This is it.
It's not going to work.
As a matter of fact, I don't even sure I want to carry you back to the yard. But I only carry you back because I did something to pick you up.
But
other than that connection,
so
that's it.
Let me play the advocate.
That's it.
No, but brother, in a different way though.
Principle, that's it.
No. Because I'm going to change the subject completely, because I'm wondering if it is, if you notice, we have kind of changed the topic.
Yeah.
To something that we can now speak about from our perspective. So I'm wondering if it's a situation that as older people, older statesmen in business, if maybe that is why we're doing it, because we're not talking about how people would see people of a certain age doing things that maybe they shouldn't be doing. Now we're talking about people of our age. Shouldn't be. If you understand, we're completely flipping.
No, people of any age. All
right,
if you saw a man today, you have to still call him uncle. Just by virtue of how much respect you still hold him in a, and how significantly older.
Yeah, man.
If him, a whisper in our ears, you're not looking at it any different.
So, let me change it though. We'll take out the relative aspect.
Yeah, just age.
Right.
So forget the familiarity portion.
Forget that. No. Should a 50-year-old man, for instance, be looking at 18-year-old?
Morally?
Yes. Hold on. Yeah, we got the engineer.
Morally.
Yes.
And we're going societally. Morally, them say no. However.
Them wisdom.
Hold on. Society, I'm saying. Right. However.
The world.
Hold on. However. No, this is the world.
Oh.
This is our society.
Our society. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
What did the badminton player?
Come to umpire, yes.
Yeah. So when I sit and done, we need to understand the dynamics.
Mm.
And you'll see where we're going. The law that governs the state is supposed to have in place things that it considers immoral to society.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we say, do not this, do not that. It's against the law, because the society generally says it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
However,
illegal.
a 60-year-old man can date a girl who is 16 in this country, because even though the society says it is not morally correct, It's legal. It is the only thing, and I stand corrected, the only law this country have that the society frowns upon it and calls it immoral, and yet it is protected by law. When me see at 60, remember I said she in a school uniform at 16. You remember now we know zero girlfriend, you know? We call her nasty, man. We find everything for
Rodney.
She have picked all of that too. She have picked me. This and that. Then how is the law? So can I then say you should have did no better morally when the law
is
protecting. You're protected under the law. She's a school girl, but she's of age. You cannot give her alcohol to drink.
Mm.
You can't give her a cigarette. Mm. You can't give her a car for drive. On election day, you can't walk
in her for carrying a certain venue because some venues are 18 hours.
Good. So, what are we that moral in the society? But you being there immoral. I cannot any longer judge you. Why? Because now, me run out of the morality argument because the law beat me.
But judge your heart still. Judge your heart.
Yeah, judge me morally. Yeah. But the law beat your moral, bro.
Dog, Rodney, we drive without seatbelt every day. And the law tells us we drive it.
But there's a penalty. Fine. Anyhow, me fine you without the seatbelt.
Fine, Rodney, but morally.
Yeah, fine.
Exactly.
Fine. So, may I say, what is then the consequence? When you see him with a girl at 60, you call the police and the police show. Kick off the door of the hotel and I say, what go on in there, sir? And she goes, say she's 16.
Oh!
What you have to do? You have to just say, my apologies. But you know you're a dirty man. May I sue the police, so you understand that dirty man. Why? I have the upper hand. Our mother, our father, I got cuss me. Oh, you're sleeping, my little daughter. No, the law say. You know, she said, by law, you have turned something that we are talking about to say, when is it that you should have known you're too old for do certain things? There is no such thing in this country as a man who's too old for a girl at 16.
Yeah. And this what me feel like, so maybe we should push for that law to be changed. Maybe.
We have been pushing for the age of consent to be raised. And women in parliament, they could forget the man them. Women have also stood with the man them and said, what's the point of changing it at this stage? Because if it raises up, them already have sex, we had to turn some man a criminal overnight. A dunce argument, really, you know, because all you have to do is put a moratorium on it and say, in the next 6 months,
this will be.
So that anything after the next 6 months, you do have no argument. But no, the excuse is, remember, say it was 14 one time. Remember, say your grandmother didn't get pregnant. Remember, so it now got changed. So, personally, I don't think in your life.
All right, so we'll get moral and political, but we really just want to kind of look at it a little bit more. It's casually the word I want to say. But in other words, like, let's say, for instance, if you're 60 and you buy a bike, you buy a Ninja, you buy a 600, a 900.
Mm.
You can buy 900 now, not in Jamaica. You probably, I
think 600.
So let's say
you buy. You can go up to, I think, 1100 or 1000.
Because them call them thing the midlife crisis. So what we really want to know is if those things go suffer through, like, is it a situation where at a certain age you shouldn't be thinking about riding bikes, you shouldn't be thinking about singing your gun song, you shouldn't be, that's why I ask it, that's what I'm asking.
So yeah,
that is what more kind of discussed
over in like, the situation. I like that, old school Harley Davidson. So
Harley Davidson expected.
Well, that's that from an old man.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
I said.
From an old man. So at 50 year old?
Bro. At 50 year old, is supposed to think like a big man.
Big man.
Harley, an old man, boy.
Big man, boy.
I had a big man bike.
Harley a bike where you grow, you know, and eventually you start see the man them have the love feet because in the past 30 years, and that them are right. So now them all, they've been riding
If you've been riding bike for 30 years.
No, man, Harley a big man
bike. Yeah, at least 45.
Randy, let me just tell you.
Hold on, no.
Randy, let me tell you.
So at 50, you stop have sex with woman because you sleep with them for 30 years now. You're ready to build.
No.
What you say?
Harley a big man bike.
Well, exactly what I said.
Harley a big man bike, man.
Harley a big man bike.
So you aspire. And what?
Fine. So you can start
So you're saying if I buy a Greta, make winner talk about Harley then?
Yeah, that's what I said.
So at 60, if you go buy a Ducati, that look away.
That look like midlife crisis. Yeah.
That look like midlife crisis.
Then the man say Harley don't look away. At 60, you can buy a Harley. And nobody knows a lot to you. Can you sit down nice and think I
so I love.
But where you this? Where you go? Where you this?
So I love fast bike all along. And now, because me at the retirement age, me must retire down to the bike that seem to suit me age. So it's not about bike, it's about it's alright, pops, come.
It's exactly that.
You're born so. Oh, so hold on. If at 60, me buy a Corvette.
No, Corvette a old man vehicle.
Corvette a old man vehicle too. But if at 60, you buy a Civic.
Corvette is an accepted symbol of midlife crisis. I've still seen that midlife crisis, but everybody are doing it.
If at 50, you buy a Civic and you decide to, you want to trick out the Civic and put on Lamborghini doors and neon lights and water. We're going to judge you.
Bro.
At your age, well, yeah, bro.
So my racing family them then
judge them.
When I reach certain age, them should have park racing then.
Yeah, but
the father race, the son race.
No, them can race it. Them nothing drive it out a road. Them can race it.
When I say can
a competition.
But you
realize what you're doing. You realize that when it comes to certain things,
I said no.
You're trying to clamp age. And to live in life, you know.
I don't agree with it, though. I'm just saying that it's
but so, that's the world we live in.
So go.
So I shouldn't buy a yacht. Not big almighty.
Expensive yacht.
I go play golf.
Old man thing.
Right. Yeah. So yeah.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Or pickleball.
No, that's fast. Pull up.
Yo, pickleball, you can pull a muscle, bro.
Pickleball, nice. Yo, don't do that. Don't you dare do that.
Yeah. Bro, pickleball, it's not that this is going make you
big up Marshy, son.
What up, man?
GMR, big up yourself. I'm at the pickleball boss.
Yeah, hey, man. I just said it's not until recently pickleball is a young youth sport.
Oh, pickleball is a... We just learned what it was?
Yeah, bro.
So it existed.
Pick up all that shuffleboard and all them things that all people business.
I'm gonna shuffleboard.
So hold on. So let me see if I have this right then. It makes sense for me to, at a certain age, at my age, now I should play golf, be careful of my swing because I'm gonna pull a muscle. Or for safety, I should play a little chess.
Bingo.
Yep.
Right.
And bingo because.
And if you're going
Bingo. And crossword puzzle.
Yeah. A little Scrabble phone thing that.
Oh, and if you're if you like BMW, you cannot get a 3 series or a 4 series because it's young people.
Go with that. Go with that 7 when normal.
Get a 5 series. At least 5. Or extra.
No, go with that 7 when normal.
You can get a 7, it's great. Flagship. You should be looking flagship.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but if it's even 7, we're not supposed to do some pressing button here. Whoop!
No. You must have the capability to do that, you know. But it mustn't be overt.
Some of you use sport really. Just driving like
man, then if you have to put a boy in a place, that is different.
Yeah, you can't use
a sport one, man. So as much as me, me have a time when I can pull upside a coffee and look for him good and hear him, I go vroom.
No,
put him in a place.
No.
You know me all here.
No.
Coffee too.
Next
young,
week.
Coffee too young and too.
Next week. You will be at the stoplight.
Yeah.
And coffee pull up and boom, 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 and then you just press the sport and left him. That's different.
Drive away and
something that too old to prove a point.
But you don't have it. No, you can prove it enough, but you mustn't seek to prove it at your age.
See that?
Bill.
It's level for kids. We are the
kids. Somebody does well then. We probably just buy a nice, comfortable range, whether it's not in sport, and just drive comfortably. And watch you youngsters,
That's right every day.
So you carry me to the wheelchair.
Wizard that.
Mentally, psychologically, and of course, physically, it's coming. But you try to say to me, if you adjust myself
Rodney.
In the exit zone early.
Rodney, what will I say? Rodney, accept reality. Don't think like you are still 20 years old. I tell you what reached me the other day. I'm ashamed to say this, you know.
Like I said,
two things happened. One time, I sneezed.
I know where you go.
Heard that? I sneezed and the whole of my lower back. I can't move. Yo, when you see the cream, you see ever up on your foot?
Bengay's balsam.
We do that
rub Bengay's balsam on your back.
I don't think
you can rub it on your back, but if you have inner thigh issues, leave it alone.
Hey, yo, brother, that was one. The next one, hot. Wake up the morning, that's fine. Carry out some chores and things, I'm going to use the bathroom. Look down, neck, crick. Look at the final boss of every match, man.
A spasm.
And it can't turn.
A spasm.
Them things that never used to happen before I touch 40. Yeah. I tell you this. Some more of them just accept them reality. Realize, when you're older, now I can do the things that I used to do.
Yeah.
This is not for bashful people.
Let's see if you reach this stage of acceptance. All right?
Yeah.
You remember the days when you used to go have a piss? I just have to make sure hold it straight because
where's this conversation?
Hold on. To oh, you're so young.
And very that shit
you spray all about.
Right.
And you reach a stage one day you stay so you because you have to be careful not to keep it one place because next thing you know you're out of your shoes. You reach a stage, yeah?
No, I'm still can't do no hands type thing, right?
Alright, so me I put it to you. At what age? Is it that your figure say you have to start build when it come on to like the woman them out there, what have you? Because you know, say you start slow down.
But no,
what age is that?
I agree with Monday. I can't say there's ever.
I'm an optical gynecologist, you know, so you have to
understand. What are they?
Yeah.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Ideas Evolution and we're going to show people exactly what capable of. We're going to see Ideas advertisement right there. If you want, check out them space. If you want to book them for some type of event, if you have a show you want to do, scan the QR code right there. So, bingo.
The proceeding was brought to you by...
Hey!
Ideas Evo.
Voice, yo!
Yeah, see what I thought? Do it again. It was just Ideas Evo when they say.
Bro, I'm too old to do it again like that.
Yeah, no, man. No, man. Yeah, man. But I see you for telling.
Pooh! My dog, them are feeling. Yeah.
Talk your business.
Come in, I'm just saying, bro.
I don't think there's an age limit to that.
Let me tell you, you cannot tell me that because my state of mind for my fun and my relaxation might just so happen to align with younger people who really are trying to step up their experience to meet mine, that I must now realize, hold on a minute.
It's not that
I'm too close to them who trying to come up. So maybe I should step back and leave.
You asked me a specific question. You said, yo, when you step away from multiple women, I tell you, it was never an age thing. It was never because you know perform the same way. It's a thing where you realize, say, yo, I have a responsibility, you know. Because
it's not even that.
For me, it was a responsibility because I never want no more psycho people that start me.
I understand how you, exactly.
For me, as like, yo, let's keep it.
But I mean, all right, let me give you an example. And let's say you have four virgins in our room. See? All of them over 55.
Mm.
Yeah?
All right.
One of them have blue hair.
Yeah.
You're gonna take him less seriously than the other four. The other three. Well, you're gonna take it less seriously.
It depends, you know.
Until him talk.
If he's a member of Rolling Stones or...
Don't matter.
Blue ear.
It don't matter. Based on what we see, we're gonna be like, And that is the truth. A lot of people, your perception is your reality.
No.
Your perception can
become your reality, but I don't know why I must be asked to share in that reality based on your perception.
Here, fam. You see, that conversation over here is a trans conversation in garden.
Hey!
Hold on. That's what you mean. Them people identify as big people, but them are pick me.
No, man, brother. Let me tell you something.
See that?
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Right now. See that? I pause everything in our life right there. You can't have a trans conversation.
Let's trans start, bro.
What conversation transform into? Transition into.
The man feel like they're my big people. You know, they mind them think they're my big people. They identify as big people.
Who?
Ooh.
Them see them like a picnic over there.
Who?
I get it. one who flew over the couples.
Yeah. Sorry, you know what happened?
I thought it was an inclusive moment. I didn't know what you
were doing. No, the inclusive moment. No.
We didn't wonder where
did that. No, what am I going to say?
Guns and roses, in a bro?
But you want to have people who supposed to be big people. And you might say, yo, you don't have to participate in your view of yourself. You know what I mean? So if you see yourself a particular way, him not agree with that.
Yeah, with fear.
Right? And that is essentially what I say, the people see themselves as a particular way. They identify as something that they're really not.
Fear.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Fear.
Hence the comparison with the...
Fear.
You want a nice comparison?
Two. Look at me, two.
When you're too old, and I'm just using the term, too old.
Mm.
When you're too old for a certain party,
alright.
You're not supposed to know about certain.
Bro, exactly. If me I drop off my youth at Fresh Aspect, and me say one of my co-worker them, me a pre-da co-worker them.
Them still at Fresh Aspect?
Yeah.
Whatever name them call
them. Still have all of the faculty party them. Them have
What is Friendly?
Friendly is a week. Is a every other week thing.
Something like that.
Yeah. So now you would sting that too. That's
well,
my daughter, them something like that.
Uptown.
Yeah.
I just uptown party.
Yeah.
But me, I said, college party, like me, if me, I'm just
part of my youth. Let me see if we can chat. What the Negro party that the name?
Dream Weekend.
It was originally back in here, T.I.
and... Yeah. Yeah. But me, I tell you this.
All right. How you feel about Dream Weekend, I know?
Dream Weekend, I'm going to traumatize him.
No. I
Brother, me in the... Yo, go with something.
I'm not paying attention. Let me just kind of float through.
The last one was the last one in the
month.
Just for support. Just for support.
Me in at the party. Just to try to be a good youth. One little thing, so I back it up and she go under herself. I say, what your wild old friend anyway? I dance there. For a little bit, I'm sorry. I'm going to cut now. She said, no, we are go. She turned around and she rubbed my dog and stop it up where I put it out. And I say, how old are you? And she said, 19. I say, you know, some of my daughter here, you just.
No, cute. You know when.
I would just cut.
You know when you're too old, bro? You're too old when you're seeing three big women, and that you look upon, you know. Three big women.
Mm.
Old enough.
Mm.
Big women. And you pre them, and them are pre you. One especially are pre you. And you say, Craig. Are you them a pre? No, I never think so. Are you? And when you look, you see girls starts tepa come and you say,
yeah,
well, dog, because you are going.
Yeah. Oh, you're acting the father. No,
uncle. And you say, hey, what's up? And all of a sudden, for the first, she look 20. Or she look 9. the big woman image, now it's just clothes. Because you look at Richmond. And then all of a sudden, you realize that the other two, I told it was him, you know. Hey, so where is and then start asking you for your daughter, them, bro. And you say,
and you seen at the same dance
club. Oh, you have a thing with him. So, what are you doing here?
All right, so I'm asking that question now.
No, man, you even left.
As I held that statement.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yeah. Dean.
How you go when, Elder. When your daughter have a friend who are pregnant?
I have been the innocent bystander who didn't want to be disrespectful. But in that moment, when me simply I say, okay. When she walked on and me simply stays and I said, all right, me here. That when you hear, daddy, and you get this lecture. Why? You're not supposed to attract it to nobody. even if she in a sixth form and your daughter in a first form, she leaves sixth form for the next 100 years, there's never a day she's not the girl I went to school with. So suddenly, he's like, no. You have to wonder, is it because there's a 6-year gap between you or no? Only go to see him school, rule number. You can't deal with schoolmate.
There was a point. I was banned from coming to the school. So my daughter said, Daddy, if anything, let mommy come to school. You don't come. There was a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, there was a teacher at my daughter's school. You know?
Teacher different.
And the teacher alone, bro. Remember second?
Man said,
Yeah, and it wasn't the teacher alone, but that's where I think that's where it started.
So hold on.
Gradually, like, she has said, Daddy, the thing that mother said, yo, you just
have to ask. Hold on. If your daughter teach her prayer, you can't drop it.
Oh, my daughter told me not to.
Oh, that's different.
I told her I'm going to get her a couple of A's.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Hey, I recommend you not.
Your daughter, or even son, will really check for that teacher. Until it seemed like there's more to it. And
absolutely.
And you start to get this jawline thing. I said, I hope you guys not really trying to. No. And you have to just leave it there. And if you try to hide it, it's going to appear. But you are wicked at that.
Everything not really reach this thing.
Do you know what men go through teaching in all girls' schools?
I can imagine.
Oh no, believe me. There's a school that my brethren was teaching that he had to take away himself. But I went there to check him one morning to hand him a jumper cable thing and help him with a little issue. So he comes out onto the upstairs of the class. Mm-hmm. He's teaching third form. And I'm saying, yeah man, forward. And I'm walking up the stairs, passing classes. And I'll make you, and you know, you don't pay that no mind because, hey, it's girls. When the man step out and said to me, we need about 5 minutes. Sir, are you a friend this? And I'm said, third farm block. Mm-hmm. And they are saying things openly.
It's a thirsty third form.
No man, it's almost like it's common. And then of course me I play the gentleman. So me I say, bro, how you do it? And one of them proceed to say, so hold on. We not at enough.
Yeah, the means I have to address them.
But I want he will know when he watches this. The man was followed home. He have a high-tech vehicle, you know. Mm. The problem, he walked from the school, took him about 20 minutes. And the sooner than he was inside the house, me just drive up one time and say, Ray, I'm going to see 2 girls at the gate. Me walk in, hail them, hail the helper. And the helper is itching behind the curtain. And she said, look here, you think I know them girls out there? I said, what go on? From him coming, them just show up and I said, them not left till them see him. I had the man
say make that. What's the man the other way around?
It's a thirst farm.
No, bro, these are the things that me I say, when you get to an age where I think it's so cool for us sometimes when you get old to know that you're attractive to big woman and younger girl and but third farm girl, I give the loss. You might want to yourself right. Say you're too old to appreciate the lust of a third farmer still. I'm just saying.
That's why to me. Because I mean,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, third farmer, you don't know what you want, you don't know who you are.
Well, so let's clarify. Like,
third farmer, you're 14, bro.
Okay, all right.
14.
You're 14.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it don't matter what you look like.
But I think what we're doing right here is we kind of demystify a little bit of aging. Like, it's okay for age. It's okay for be a big man. It's okay for grow.
Yeah. I've been old a long time.
It's okay for us to move past certain things.
But come on and chance me, take, you know.
Come on and chance me.
Me too.
Really, I catch that in. Relax.
Me take come on and chance, brother. So, yeah,
bro, you took come on and chance probably 17 times.
No matter. Right. I'm still taking, I'm still passing eventually.
And dyed the beard 3 times. What may I say?
Every day.
I don't know. Yeah, so when I said I'm done, I embrace my age. But you know what's cool?
But what's the alternative?
When I walk in through
this
school.
Is the alternative.
No, when I walk in through school, and boy, one thing, you know, your father always have the young boy flowing.
Mm.
I mean, I say, yo, you need to tell them, say, a young boy, I try hold a flow, yeah.
Straight.
I know.
That is it.
So almost as if. And what? I wonder, when is it that it did start look like me a try go back in time to catch the youth them style? No. I think it's a misrepresentation of how them see the youths now and think, oh, them are set the trend. So, you in another shirt and I were fitted. I will Craig a try though.
Yeah, try
to young boy, young I think. Boy. Bro, this been around. A the, big man
said they don't say them a catch it. So like that style I know what them are doing with baggy jeans. I mean, say that. Them forget to say that to that in the 90s. How them are doing now? Them late to the game.
But however, I said, your jeans are close. Bro, that's the original jeans ad.
Speaking of people who are late to the game, anybody didn't know, you know the TikTok of Derek?
No, I don't.
Heard about him, you know.
You didn't see him video them?
Bro, me say me heard about him.
In popular, is a popular TikToker?
Yeah, heard about
him. Heard him that too?
Yeah, and that's how it came up.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
All them things, you're just funny. You call it funny.
Never think that. Yeah. My daughter and her friend them, I say, oh, Derek, your father name, don't it? And them bust out a laugh because that man the name Derek.
That man the,
what blew everybody's mind was in them Derek Morgan. And they did not or could not make the connection. It's funny, it's a lot about old people. Mm. You know, it's the same Derek Morgan, the 70s cast singer. From them days there. That's the popular brother on TikTok now, right?
No. It's the same person?
It's the same Derek Morgan.
No, it's not.
It can't be.
It is.
I'm not asking you, sir. I'm telling you.
Oh, you know, you know Derek Morgan?
Sir Derek Morgan, sit down right now in Miami. With his exact same looking and dark glasses and can't see God away.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm
telling you. He blind.
That is. All right, what's up, bro? But we could have managed with the image, the pictures. The pictures close, you know. From a show people, they might say, yeah, him for real.
You could have tried, you know. Who knows, but
it, that one.
No,
when a
Prince Buster, who is Campbell, who was him rival.
Right.
He now go sell.
Rodney would have known him personally. Rodney is the only man and carry him.
Hear the joke now. The question is, are you too young to know who they're?
All right, exactly. And that's why it worked because they don't have a clue who it is.
Compared to,
So that, why he was fashion now. So, I always love shoes. I only for clothes, only for sneakers, only for them sneakers. I wear orange wallabies the other day. And Like, my son always wore a TV for my shoulder. But I don't know, my son, so I can't go out. But like, we did it, and I said, wait, you did it, them young boy class.
Just like young boy.
And
I said,
what?
Out
of order. Bright.
Ring.
Bright out of order. You know what?
No, clocks. Not even the fox said orange. We could understand maybe I go with the color scheme argument. But me, I want clocks. And you look and say, wow, dada.
Young boy.
Yeah, you beat a clocks. You know?
I beat clocks for your back. I have clocks falling on you.
What are you saying, bro?
I'm still bad.
What? And you always have to say to yourself, certain song, I play a party, I'm here sing certain song. I know the song, them 25 years old, them 30 years old, but them still have, you know, in the loop of the, and I must say like, yo, you know some song, you know, like, wouldn't expect, like, a man of your age, you know them song, this song make 30 years old, really? What you all say to me? Like, oh, so now I'm not supposed to can sing anything we're making in the last 5 years. Because remember now, me need for the Raytown. It's like, we reach a Raytown stage now. Wheel him go down a Raytown.
you know, just the fact that you say Raytown like that, and you assume everybody are going to know what Raytown is. It's hilarious.
And I'm
because, fault. May I tell you, the majority of the people them 29, 28 and younger and have no clue what Raytown is. What happens in Raytown, why Raytown infamous to be and what it is. Because we know it as the oldest, but you go there on a Sunday.
I could have started out by using Rock Hotel when it was Ocean.
I didn't want to go there. So the group.
Yeah.
At one point. Before this, I try seeing if we get an ear from people. And I remember a bridging of us say, yo, come check me, because we are start a booking agency. It's a solid agency, you know, it's solid, just a start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hey, man, Sharon Bird did some work, so they tell for forward. So, them time they have bus and walk, but I take bus and walk, I go everywhere. And we walk, and try to find this place. I couldn't find it. So I tell my youth them the story. I say, yo, you know how much time we walk out the neighborhood and we try to find the gate and couldn't find it. Some of you them look puzzled. Let them look at me and
say, daddy, you're wily.
Why you never just call? I mean, I say,
what make I use?
You think that cell phone didn't make at the time.
Yeah.
At the time there's no way of America.
Yeah. Why never use Google Maps?
Why never just call them?
Before, you see when them here. Before cell phone.
Like, I was like,
Jesus Christ, daddy, how are you? Because I'm in mind to them. It's so far back that
Yeah, my boy, we draw up on that TBT episode.
The days when sodas were all in glass bottles, but anyway.
Hey, cream soda and Pepsi.
Easy.
Yeah. Liquid food.
That's an inside
joke. With that
Kelly's. Oh, you don't know that's Kelly's.
This has been another episode of Unscripted. Thanks for the love so far. I get a whole heap of love. Holy palo, I don't get no negative feedback.
If you do the
honestly,
what I'm calling,
you know, liquid
analytics, juice. LF in a circuit on a bottle. Have some manners. You know when
you are.
Did you know when Red Stripe bottle had
the
long neck?
Yeah.
Okay, you know Ladderman's. Bill.
That's a ointment.
No. Okay.
We don't know it then.
Be careful.
Our prep school.
Kiss Kong, King Kong. No one say.
We know them things. Remember Suck.
No, hey.
Yeah, we know that man they're gonna do
anyways.
That's what I done.
For the record, remember I was sitting with two die using old men.
Rodney. Rodney. Okay. Rodney. That is. Your beard is not green, you know. You have a greenish tint right now. Yeah. I know that it's because of that green up. Yeah. Don't fuck around.
Listen. I would die before I die.
So I live some.
Bro.
Can I have grace?
I warned you about that Amazon dive bullshit. I warned you.
We're gonna save till next week.
Yeah.